This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala, we are heading to Tawi, and this is the last of the last event in the series of lectures that we had conducted, alhamdulillah, so far.
In the Philippines, mashallah.
First time in history for Tawi, first time for all of us to visit this part of the world.
Why is it first time in history?
That's what we were informed, that no scholars on that international level have ever visited.
I'm not a scholar.
It's a very dangerous area. Apparently, there were a lot of security issues. May Allah make it easy. In the past, today they've declared it a holiday, a general public holiday, because we're visiting there, inshallah. May Allah make it a means of guidance to everyone. May Allah keep us humble. May Allah use us to serve the deen. And may we continue to be working as hard as we can by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mashallah.
It's been really hot and humid, but the wind is actually, the breeze
easy,
is a gift of Allah.
Mashallah, our visit to Zamboanga, despite the fact it was short, one day or less, but mashallah, it was a great success, alhamdulillah. We had several shahadas yesterday. May Allah accept.
And also the venue that we have, they want us to go to a much bigger venue the next time. Inshallah, let's hope.
Security issues.
Yes.
Inshallah, you see the crowd are still waiting, giving a farewell. They're not leaving until we leave, subhanAllah. May Allah bless them all.
Mashallah,
look at them. Allahumma barik.
Assalamu alaikum, mashallah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, mashallah.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah.
Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, tabarakallah.
After marriage, people change physically, right? And sometimes in the morning, you know, kuhl or mascara for ladies, they like it a lot, yeah? And then they sleep, no hijab, of course, they are in their homes. But in the morning, you see their hair going everywhere on the pillow, in your nose, everywhere. And when you wake up, the mascara already bleeds all over.
Allah loves whom? Allah loves those who frequently repent. And He loves those who frequently purify themselves.
We are in Tawi, and the lectures have begun. Habibi Sheikh Wail Ibrahim has already spoken. And at the moment, Dr. Muhammad Salah is speaking, and then inshallah I will speak. So what did you speak about,
Sheikh? Alhamdulillah. So they gave me the topic of secrets of successful marriage.
MashaAllah.
So I was analyzing a book written by a non-Muslim author called The Five Languages of Love. And I was relating each point to the Islamic teaching of the same concept.
Yes.
So, words of affirmation, to appreciate each other, to speak good words to each other, exchanging gifts, acts of service, and so on. So five points there, alhamdulillah.
This is the first time they're having such a big event in Tawi.
People are excited.
And
outside.
How is the response when you're talking?
So the first thing I asked them is, do you understand my English? And the entire venue exploded, yes. So that was my fear, because this is our first time here. MashaAllah, vast majority speaks English, understand,
that's
respond
amazing.
Very well to jokes and, yes. and humor points. And sometimes we ask them, they respond, MashaAllah, tabarakAllah.
So you know, it's amazing, because I asked a similar question to the organizers, that do you have a translator? They said, we don't need one, inshallah.
Yes. In fact, the brother who opened, I think the vice governor, he was speaking in the dialect language of Tawi. And my wife, being a Filipino Tagalog, and by Aisha, one of our team members, they didn't understand the language.
Amazing. So Tawi is the southern tip of the Philippines, where Islam came from in 1380. That's about 600 years ago, 643 years ago. We visited this morning the place. What's the name of the place?
The Masjid Simunul, Karim.
Simunul Island.
Yes.
Simunul Island. And the masjid was built by
Karim al-Makhdum. So they say Karim al-Makhdum is either an individual Arab or
Yemeni.
A group of Muslims.
Yeah, Karim al-Makhdum. The masjid is called Masjid Sheikh Karim al-Makhdum.
Yes.
So it seems like he might have been an individual. And he and his group came in. And mashallah, Islam spread from here. So it was very historic and amazing. It was a lovely place, inshallah. So I'm going to be speaking here, and then we're spending
What's
the night.
What's your topic, Sheikh?
Wallahi, akhi, it's to do with the light. You know, the whole theme here is light upon light. So alhamdulillah, we'll speak about the Quran, the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fact that we're really favored by Allah for being an ummah of the Quran and the Sunnah, and being gifted to be part of this blessing. It's something people take for granted, you know. So inshallah, we're speaking to masses, and here a lot of the people are, you know, they may not be very practicing, they may be having their own struggles and so on. We have to take that into consideration when speaking to people, because like I always say, the identity is very important. When someone is proud of their Islamic identity, it's already a great success. You know, it's a stepping stone to everything else.
You usually, alhamdulillah, I notice that you usually bring people to basics first. Like if the foundations are weak, nothing else is going to be built upon that.
I always say that, you know what, the pillars of Islam, the pillars of Iman, those pillars are not called pillars for nothing. That we build on those pillars. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing.
MashaAllah.
All the best. May Allah make it easy. It's been a tiring trip. This is the last leg, inshallah. Barakallah. Jazakallah.
May Allah Almighty grant you peace and security and stability and good growth. May Allah Almighty help you in every aspect of your living. But more than anything else, may Allah Almighty help you and I connect with Him in a better way. Ameen.